Can you tell me what sort of clubs or things like that that you've been in? You ever been in clubs when you were younger or still in?
No, all I ever did was I belonged to Woodman of the World. That's near to a club I've ever been into. Now, my son belonged to several hunting clubs and things like that. Did he tell you about that?
No, sir.
You didn't talk to him?
Yeah, I talked with him a little while. We didn't talk much about what he's done. That sort of thing. Do you know, Mr. Lannan, where your folks came from on your grandmother's side of the family? That's the Brock.
What?
You know where your folks came from on your grandmother's side of your family? Can you tell me?
Well, she was Irish, that's all I can tell you. She was a typical old Irish lady. I remember her. Very plainly.
She came from Ireland? She came from Ireland?
I think her parents came from Ireland. I don't think she did. I think she was born in America. But now my mother was British, and Dutch mixed, I think. My daddy was a real Irishman. He wore a mustache right under his nose like that. It was white, and the rest of it was dark. You ever see a man with that kind of mustache?
No.
Well, he had it. He had a nice looking mustache, too.
Did you know what your grandmother had? Where was she born, you know? Did she ever tell you?
No, sir. I don't know. That's a kid, you know, you don't think about things like that. You busy playing. And she lived. Now, my daddy was 84 years old when he passed away. No, I'll take it back, 74. And his mother was still living in Atlanta, Georgia. And his older sister, 12 years older than him, were still living. They were living together. And she was Molly. That was her name. And my grandmother was Mary. But now this double cousin, my aunt's daughter that they went to Atlanta with, I don't know who she married last time. I don't know her name. She was before she married that time, she was a Lula. I don't know what become of them. I do know we got word after Daddy passed away that his mother was still living, and she had quit wearing glasses. She had gained her eyesight back. When I was a kid, she had two pair of glasses, one for knitting or doing whatever she did. She couldn't read. And she had another one then to put on if she's going to walk and go out, look out somewhere. Sometimes she'd have one pair on her eyes and she'd be hunting the other pair and it's up here in her hair. That'd take a fool out of me now.